From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Sometimes nice guys do the wrong thing. And this is the case currently in the Point Reyes National Seashore. Kevin Lunny, who hails from a long line of respected West Marin farmers, bought out the lease of the Johnson Oyster Farm in Drake's Estero in 2005. The National Park Service made it very, very clear to him that the lease for that operation would expire in 2012, and they had no intention of renewing it. The Point Reyes Wilderness Act, the Park Service management policies, the Point Reyes General Management Plan, and even legislation affecting the Point Reyes National Seashore all mandate that Drake's Estero become a wilderness area. Less than 2% of all the land in the U.S. is designated wilderness. It is a precious and rare resource. On the other hand, one half of all the land in the lower 48 states is farmed. A tremendous amount of science, foresight, and nonpartisan political work went into forming all of these directives. Wilderness at this Estero means no oyster farm. This activity over the last 40 years has been detrimental to the health of the entire ecosystem. Boat propellers dig up productive eelgrass beds. There's disturbance of haul-out and breeding sites for harbor seals, and a great disruption of shorebird habitat. So the only way Lunny can continue his oyster operation is through a special act of Congress, which specifically exempts his business from the law. Mr. Lunny has used lobbyists to create the impression that this conflict is about the family farm, the little guy versus big bad government. This has been a very divisive strategy, which has divided the small community of West Marin. Mr. Lunny would have us downgrade the protective status of an important wild area so one individual can benefit economically. A very, very bad idea. We have a chance to heal a very special place on the planet. Let us not forsake that opportunity for a marginally commercial enterprise that benefits but a few people. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.